Are you able to tell me what happened on that day that the video was recorded?
Well, the day of the video was not the day that I've taken the child to the hospital. This was the previous day before my baby was admitted in hospital. So I was, at this point, I'm dating and was very abusive, obsessed, jealous, and we've been having ongoing issues. Previous day had assaulted both of us. He'll kill both of us. And he started booting us and started booting her on her legs, punching her on her legs. And I was screaming. And because I was screaming for him, he took me and he threw me against the wall.
How old is
she? She is 4. She had a blue pants on and she wet it. And he already saw that she wet her pants. And he started putting another show about it, telling me, I don't know how to discipline my child, what kind of a mother I am. All I do is just talk and scream.
Did you ever think of leaving?
I couldn't leave.
There
was no way of leaving. Leave him and go away.
But if you were being abused, what about a shelter, a church group, a religious group?
I never left the house without I never had a phone. So if I had to go somewhere, he's with me. Practically destroyed my life. He broke me into so many pieces where there was nothing good that I felt about myself. I tried committing suicide many of times. And he told me, you will discipline the child and you will hit her. And if you don't hit her, I'll kill both of you in the house. It's either you do it or I kill her. And knowing the person that he is, I lived with him. I went through the abuse. And I had no choice but to hit her. The day I did hit her, and I couldn't take it, knowing that I'm laying my hands on my child.
Are you saying he asked you to hit her?
He did. If I didn't do it, he would have killed us.
So knowing the kind of pain that he inflicted on you, and knowing what that felt like, you still hit your child?
If I didn't, he would have killed us. What was I going to do?
What was going through your mind while you were hitting your child?
Honestly, I felt like just killing myself. Because she's all that I have in my life. Knowing that I can either save our life or just leave it and let continue hitting us and killing us. What was going to happen?
Because the fact of the matter is, in that video, we don't just see you hitting her once or twice. We see you kicking her. We see you hitting her quite badly.
I did, you know, when she was on the floor, I like just kicked her to make it seem like, you know, she's getting hiding. And before that, I don't know what else to do, because I know if I don't hit her, what he's going to wake up and do. And then I just stopped and I saw him with his phone and I asked him, what are you doing? Are you recording this? He tells me yes, and he puts the phone down. He says, so if I do anything in the future, if anything happens to you, I'm going to say you did it. And I sat on the floor and I cried and I cried. And he came, approached me, and he kicked me. And then she woke up and she was sitting next to me and she was holding my hand. And I kept on telling her, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't know what else to do.
So what happened after that?
He turned around and he saw her there and he booted her on her leg. She slipped on the peel and stick tile because they were loose. And she hit the cupboard and she hit the floor. He turned around, he hit me again, and then he turned, and when she tried to get up again, he booted her again on the floor where she hit her head. And I got up and I grabbed her, and she's staring at me. And I'm screaming and asking, can you phone the ambulance? My child is not breathing. I carried her and I ran down the driveway. I put her down, I opened the gates, and I ran on the highway. And a car drove past me. And they just hooted. And I stood in the middle of the road and there's an auntie that stopped her car. And I told her, can you please take me to Unit 10 clinic? My child is not responding to me. I don't think she's breathing.
So what was going on with at that time? Was she just unconscious?
She was semi-conscious. Her eyes was open and she just stared. And to me, I didn't know whether she was alive or not. He's 4. And I rushed to the Unit 10 clinic. They took her in, they asked me what happened, and I said my boyfriend had been assaulting us. she fell, she hit her head, and this is how she is. They put her onto drips. They asked me whether she had a charger, and I said, yes, she does have a charger, because I brought her in when she was sick. And they picked up her chart, they made a new chart for her, then they spoke to me, and then they put her onto medication. A few weeks later was when the detectives came in, and I spoke to the social worker at the hospital, and the social worker said that I need to take the blame for everything. And I couldn't take the blame, because I didn't put my child in hospital. I didn't do it. Yes, I understand that I hit her, but I hit her to save our life, because I know what would have done. But I didn't put her in hospital. I didn't make her legs at that point so swollen.
You did, however, put her in that situation.
I understand, yes, I did hit her, but rather I hit her or we both be killed.
No, in terms of you put her in a situation where there was someone that was being abusive to you, and yet you stayed with him, knowing all the stuff that you say he's done to you and done to your child. You continued to stay there.
I had nowhere else to go. Where was
what
I going to go? Financially, I was not stable.
What about going to the police and laying a charge? Because that's what anyone would do.
If I could do that, I would have. But if you were never left to go out of the house, where you were locked in the house while he's gone with his friends or he's gone to work, you don't have a key to open, you scream for help, there's no one that's coming to help you. When he used to hit me, I used to stand and scream by the gate for the neighbors to at least come out and help. No one used to come and help.
So why not just not have your child there at all, knowing what he was like?
So knowing what he was like, not having her there, that's the reason why most of the time she wasn't there.
So are you the victim here?
We both were victims. Not just me, my child as well as a victim. Because look at her, where she is now.
But who was your child a victim of? Was she a victim of this boyfriend of yours, or was she a victim of you?
So initially, when he hit her, I tried saving her. He boom-banged both of us in the house. And the next day was the first, the day when she went to the hospital, was the day when he assaulted both of us again. The day prior to that was the first day that I laid my hands and I had hit her.
When this started to happen, when the first time he hit her, did you not go to his parents? Did you not go to anyone and say, this is what he's done, he's
so
assaulted this minor
When I spoke
child.
To his mother always, even when I tried speaking to her about the abuse, his mother used to say, I don't want to hear it, you're making me hate my son. My son is not like that. But you didn't know what your son was doing, and I tried explaining. She always took him and tried to, you know, cover up for him and like blame everything on me. And I tried telling her, I do nothing. I go to work, I come and help you all in the shop. I'm back in the house, never leaves me a sight. At work, I'm not allowed to speak to somebody. I'm not allowed to smile. I'm not allowed to even leave my hair open or communicate with anybody, because once I go home, I'm getting hiding. I jump in the transport, my head is down, I don't greet the person next to me, I don't look up.
Let's go back to the clinic. You told them at the Unit 10 clinic that you were being abused, and this child was being abused, you were assaulted by your boyfriend.
Yes.
What did they do about it?
They said that we'll need to get the Phoenix station involved, and obviously a case needs to be opened. And I said, okay. And they had to then rush her to Gandhi's, where when we went to Gandhi's, they started saying that the child was sexually assaulted. And I said, she was not sexually assaulted by but I did take her to Gandhi's prior to this for a sexual assault test to be done, because the child had complained that her father had interfered with her. And they did a test again for her, and it was negative. The police did come to Gandhi's, and they spoke to him about a sexual abuse. I said, my child was not sexually abused, but she was assaulted. The two
so
officers,
hang on, let me understand this. So the police did arrive
at Gandhi's
at
hospital.
At Gandhi Hospital.
Yes.
So did you use that opportunity when they were there at that time to tell them everything that had happened?
I did. I had told them everything that happened in the room. There was two officers that sat there. And then they told me they were there because they were told it was a sexual assault case. They wouldn't know it was a normal assault case.
Does it and really matter?
I asked them, so can I open up the case with you? And then they said, no, I need to go to the Phoenix station and open up the case. And then they left.
So when you told the police at Mahatma Gandhi that your boyfriend had assaulted this child, the child was clearly in trauma. They did nothing? They asked you to go to the station?
They told me to go to the station and open up the case there. And they went out and then they left. So when we went to the station, they spoke to me there and they told me that, you know, we're going to be under arrest. And that's when I saw coming in. So when came in, they handcuffed both of us together. And we sat in the room and then they put us into a cell until they get back.
Together in the cell?
No, separate. So put into a separate cell and I was left separate.
At any point in that time, did you speak to?
No. I was crying and stuff, and they asked me to explain, asked and I to explain what happened. And I sat there in the office explaining to them both of what happened. And when they asked, kept quiet. And he just kept on saying, ask her. And we were arrested that night, and they said we will be detained overnight and then taken to Vadram Court in the morning. And then,
so did they tell you why you were being arrested?
They told us it was GBH assault. So we were arrested. We stayed in the overnight at the Phoenix station in separate cells. And in the morning we were then taken to Vadram Court. Going to Vadram Court, when it was time for the bail hearing, then I find out that the charges were changed from GBH assault to attempted murder. And I froze, because I never tried killing my child. I never hit her on her head. I never tried killing her.
You may not have tried killing her, but what did you think hitting her in the way you did and kicking her while she was on the floor lying there? She's a 4-year-old child. What did you expect would happen to her?
When I hit her on her hands and I hit her on her legs. And I didn't think that the next day that continue hitting us.
The point of the matter here is that you still hit the child because she did what any 4-year-old does. She wet her pants.
I never hit her because she wet her panty. The reason that I had to hit her was because threatened to kill us. What was I going to do at that stage?
The allegation is that this is not the first time this child was hit.
In my presence, this is the first time that he had hit both of us together and hit her.
And so you were working? Did you have access to a phone? You had access to other people?
At that point, not abusive.
Why did you not complain about anything?
At that point, was not abusive towards me. This just has started happening recently. At that point, a relationship with was not what it is or was now. He was fine before. He and the child had a very close relationship. They were always together. If he had to go anywhere, she would have cried for him. He was not abusive at that given time when the child lived by.
So you had left, you had this new boyfriend, and you're going through whatever you're going through, and your child had been staying with various different people. Did it not concern you that there was no stability for this child?
So we stayed with my dad when I had the baby, and his mother from Joburg had come down. I wanted to give my child a mother and father. I lost my mother when I was 16, and I know how hard it is not to have both parents. And I didn't want her to be brought up without a father. But with it was more onto his drugs than being there for the family.
Well, did you ever take drugs?
No. At a point when I used to come home, the child is there and has the foil with the child in the room and he was smoking. The day that we moved out of there was I got home from work and he was packing up all the things. And he said, my father wants it out of the house. So I took my child and I told him I'll be staying in the hotel with my child. That was the last that I've seen of. I never heard from him again.
So let me ask you, when you refer to as the child, which seemed so clinical and so distant. Why is that? Is there a reason for that?
No, when I refer to her as my child, it's my child.
No, but you refer to her as the child.
To at that point when things were worse, that's how she was referred to him, knowing that everything when it started happening. But when I speak to her, speak about her or anything like that, I always say it's my child because she's mine.
What do you feel for right now?
There's so much that I feel. The pain that she's going through, the loneliness that she's somewhere else, she's somewhere where she doesn't know these people, where she's staying, what's going through her mind, on where's her, you know, her mother hit her and she's gone, or her mother was in hospital with her and she's never seen me after that.
Do you understand that she's in that position and she is where she is through no fault of her own?
I do understand that.
So who's at fault here?
Basically, if it looks like because I've hit her, and with that video that went out, it is my fault because I stayed in this abusive relationship. But how was I going to get out of this abusive relationship? And the week that I was supposed to find a plan to run away, everything just went down.
Where's it from here? What's going to happen?
I have no idea. I still have my cases that's going on. Emotionally, with everything that happened to me, and I can't really take it. The only people that's been there to support me emotionally is like the lawyers. Like, they phone me on a daily basis, speak to me and give me this little bit of ease and hope. And then I phone the social worker to, you know, just to find out how my child is doing and to hear that she's okay and everything from there. And I sit and I just pray the entire day. I have pictures of her that I sit in a hole and I sit and I cry the whole day. And I just think of what to do. What do I do? She's far away. I haven't seen her in this last 2 months. I haven't spoken to her. I want to see my child and just hold her and just tell her how much I love her. Just to see her is like, you know, all I want to do is just see her.
Do you believe you should be allowed to see her?
Yes. She's, end of the day, I understand that, you know, I'm angry with myself. Everyone is angry with me because I hit her. But if I didn't do it, she would have died. I would have died. Well, what was I going to do?
Are you aware of the reaction of people towards you?
Yes.
How are you dealing with that?
I can't deal with everything. I don't go out. I don't walk anywhere. I don't go into public. I can't go anywhere. I'm like indoors, in the house, alone, just to myself. I can't go out in public.
And what happens if you go to court, you're convicted, and you're sentenced? What then?
I don't know. I just pray and I just try not to think of that. I just think of my child every day because I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold for me.
But what happens to your child? She goes into the system?
I don't want that because she's a small child. I don't want her to be put into a foster care or put into the homes where she's just going to be there for years and years. I don't want that for my child.
I hope that the truth prevails.
And that's all I want, is for the truth to be said and for people to understand that end of the day, I never hit my child over a man. I never hit my child because she peed. I'm not a sick person to do that. But I never hit her because she peed or because I hit her over a man that people say that I did. I didn't.
Do you think that the courts will give your child back to you?
I have no idea. But I just...
Is that your hope?
I want to get my child back. Whether it's been from get everything, you know, when everything is sorted and I get to be with her and have her back, whether it's me being under supervision every single day.
How would you take care of her financially?
Financially, my sister will be able to help me. At the moment, financially, I'm not stable because I have not even paid the lawyers as yet, which they understand the situation I'm going through. And to get my child back, I just want to start up a new life, completely fresh, and give her the best life that she needs and she deserves.
And what guarantee does anyone have that you won't meet some other guy who would do the same thing? Because if you look at the pattern of the kind of guys you've met,
the whole situation was
similar.
I understand what you say, but meeting, going through what I did, or what I've been through with him, and then at the beginning of being this perfect guy and turning out to be like a monster, and where I am sitting today and where my child is sitting today, I don't need a man in my life.
What do you want to say to all your haters out there, people who want to see you dead? I mean, in terms of, they burnt his car, they want some kind of justice here. What do you say to those people?
At the end of the day, as a mother, it hurt me for what I did. But I could have not hit her where he would have killed both of us in that house. Where my child was 4, she wouldn't have lived her life. I would have lost her. Families would have lost 2 people. And I did what I did, and I regret putting my hands on my child, because I never did it for 4 years that I brought her up. But I saved my child's life at the end of the day. If it was anyone else's, there's mothers out there that most likely go through the abuse that I went through, and they're on the road with their child. They're selling their children, they take their child, and the children are, I see children begging by the robots. They stand there. Those children are living. If I was a person that, you know, never cared about my child, I could have been on the streets with my child. I could have sold my child. I could have done those things, but I never did. I still stood there, fought, worked, and tried to give her the best life that I could give her. And unfortunately, I put myself in a situation where I was trapped with because I depended on him as well as financially, because he was earning way more than me. I stuck there. I took the abuse. Hitting me, emotionally abusing me, telling me I'm not worth anything, spitting on my face, tormenting me daily, where up till today I don't feel anything about myself.
While all these adults go about their lives, there is a child here
that's involved in something.
Who would remember this probably for the rest of her life?
And you know, every day I just miss her. Sometimes when I'm sitting at home, I can hear her calling me. I sit and I think of how she folds her ears and she puts it in when she's going to sleep. And how she calls me, she plays with my hair. And the little things that she used to do, I have her toys. I had money the other day and I sent them to buy things for my baby that she liked. And I hold all of that and I just think of how I wish my life was different. Where I could sit with her every day, play with her, have her with me, running around, calling me. And it hurts me that I can't do that now. And she's living far away from a person that she only had for the 4 years that she grew up was only me. There was no one else there for her. And now she's staying somewhere else with people she never knew, she never met, and she doesn't know what's happening to her.
What do you want to say to her?
I want to tell her I love her and I'm sorry.
Well, go out there, tell the truth, and let's hope the truth.